Good evening, Andy. Thank you for joining us after another victory, 1-0 victory here at Scarborough Athletic. Another clean sheet and a performance, Andy, where every player knew their roles and worked incredibly hard for each other.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew coming here that we're going to have to work hard. So they're not in the greatest of form, but they've got a lot of good players. They've got a really good home record. So we knew it was going to be tough, and we knew we had to stick to a game plan, and we knew we needed everyone to do their jobs, including the subs. And we managed to do that.
It seemed that once we got in front today, it seemed to give the lads a bit of a lift, and the confidence grew then. We really should have scored more goals after that.
Yeah, we possibly could, and then they've had a bit of a go in the last 5-10 minutes, which you'd expect them to do at home. I thought we defended it really well. Jazz has not had a lot of saves to make, probably one during the game. And like I said, I thought Kareens was really unlucky first half. The goalie made a great save. And then second half, we've had some good situations. We probably should have done better and perhaps got a second goal, but we didn't. And like you said, the clean sheets, you know, made sure we've got three valuable points.
And let's not forget the chance that Chris Ray had as well, which from our angle where we were commentating from was inches past that post. It's one of those you think it's in.
Yeah, it was close, very, very close. Say an inch the other way, it goes in, but it was a lovely strike and lucky.
Okay, well, Andy, it's another game ticked off. That's only 8 remaining now. Has there been any talk of amount of wins that are still required, or is it still very much a focus on each game?
Every game, and it's just no one knows what points the other teams below us are going to get, so we have to judge every game that we need the 3 points and keep going. But obviously, we've got to keep edging closer and closer, and today's a massive way of doing that. It's a massive 3 points, as we keep saying. And it's like I say, it's another game gone. This is always going to be a tough one, as in most of the games are in this league. There's not any easy games, I keep saying that. But yeah, the more points we can put on the board, the more difficult it's going to make for the teams below us to catch us.
You made the changes a bit later on today, and you managed to get Beck Ray onto the pitch as well, making his debut. How did you feel he did today?
Yeah, he's going to take time. I haven't spoke to him yet, but we're under the cosh. You could see what he goes going forward. His pace is always going to be a threat. I thought it was a good way to introduce him. Like I said, everyone give their all. Finney come back after a little bit of a break, so he needed to come off. We've got a lot of tired legs out there. I could have made a few more changes, to be honest, but I was also mindful of not making them too early and ending up with people cramping up and playing with 10 men. So I think the change were right at the right times. And I keep saying it, everyone's playing their part, and that means Bex did today because he's come into it. Others who haven't played today will play their part again in the next 8 games for us to get to where we want to be.
Bizarre scoreline today. I don't know if you caught up with it at Gloucester City, who we play on Tuesday, of course, but they lost 7-3 at home to Boston United today. What's the chances of it being 0-0 when we play on Tuesday?
I don't know. We're going there to try and win as we go every game. But like I said, we want to keep a clean sheet. That would take that. But like I said, every game's different in this league. We'll get information on that, and we'll hopefully find some weaknesses that we can exploit. But equally, they've scored 3 goals. So we have to be mindful of that. So we'll go there and give them the respect that every club gets from me. That's never going to change. But we'll go there with a game plan to try and get 3 more points.
Absolutely, thank you. And just to summarise, Andy, your thoughts really on the positives that you can take away from the 1-0 victory here today, other than the fact that we won, of course.
I think it's just full of positives. I mean, the work rate, the organisation, the effort, the fact we've come this far on Saturday morning. A lot of them travelled, a lot of them worked yesterday to come here and get 3 points, the effort they put in. And again, the support we got coming this far, again, that says a lot. That proves, says to me volumes how far this club's come, not just this year, but last year. And it's going from strength to strength. So there's loads of positives. I can't see any negatives in today. Only a couple of the players having little minor knocks or aches and pains. But, we've got others waiting to come back in. Obviously, no Bully today because he was ill. Ben Akwai's here, wanted to be in the 16, but I'm trying to hold him back so he comes back fit and raring. And obviously you've got Nath sitting there. I go through the whole lot. We've got loads of players coming. So we've got loads and loads of positives.
Okay, and as always, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on another victory.
Thank you. Cheers.